Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor at St. Jerome, on Sunday, July 28th, 2019, the 17th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Anthony.
I lived in Cincinnati for 6 years, and Mark Twain dubbed Cincinnati the pork capital of the world, because of all the pigs that were moved through Cincinnati up to Detroit, then over to Cleveland and Chicago and to our area, Northwest Ohio, and all that area. And Cincinnatians take great pride in being called the pork capital of the world. I don't know if they still are, but because Mark Twain dubbed that, they love it. So if you go around town in Cincinnati, they have pigs everywhere, like how we have bullfrogs in Toledo. So they even named their marathon the Flying Pig after Mark Twain's kind of title that they gave them. When I was in the seminary, one of my seminarian brothers said, "Cosi, let's do a marathon." I said, "Are you out of your mind?" I said, "I'm from Northwest Ohio where things are flat. And if you've ever been down in Cincinnati, it's very hilly. It's got some of those foothills of the Appalachian Mountains." Well, eventually I kind of gave in and I started training for this marathon. And I had played football and I ran track, you know, I was a 400 runner. So 26.1 miles was quite long for me. So I went up to one of my brothers who had run a few marathons and I said, "What do I need to do?" So he began to tell me all the things that I needed to do. He said, "About 6 months out, you need to start strength training, conditioning your lungs and getting into that mode before you actually start training." I said, "You mean I have to train before I train?" He said, "Yeah, you have to start getting your lungs and everything ready." Well, then about 3 months beforehand is when you really start doing the heavy training. So then you do that. There's a certain type of nutrition you have to follow. 2 weeks beforehand, you got to start carb loading, making sure everything's well. And then during the race, you got to make sure you're getting enough water and electrolytes as you go. There's a whole process on what to do. I said, "Thanks for telling me what to do. Now, how do I do it?" He said, "Well, on Mondays, you need to do a longer run. On Tuesdays, kind of the sprint workout and all this stuff." And he kind of diagrammed it out for me. And then thirdly, he said, "If you're doing this, you should be hitting certain benchmarks, and these should be your results as you go along." So my goal was to do it in about 3 hours and 15 minutes. So he goes, "If you want to do that, you got to be hitting, you know, your 10-mile mark at this time." And there was a whole science laid out to it. And I love that. I love thinking about, you know, the idea of getting ready. And as I ran it, I hit what was called the wall at mile marker 19. I was just mentally exhausted. Not physically, my body was there, but mentally I was like, getting delusional. I was telling myself, "I'm going to quit right here. I'm done. I'm going to stop." But I had to keep working through it. My buddy Jason said, "Just keep going. You're going to be fine." I said, "Okay, we got 7 more miles to go. We've already done 19. So I did. And with his help, just pushing through that mental wall. And I love that idea of a marathon and training for it, because I think there's a lot of application to the spiritual life, right? We got to do a lot of training sometimes. And then when we're in the midst of it, it sometimes gets hard and we hit mental blocks and things come up in life. And we need help and support along our way. Well, today's gospel is all a little bit about training in the spiritual life. Jesus lays out to us kind of those three parts: what to do, when to do it, and the results that we should look for. And the thing that he tells us what to do, which is a little different for each person, every single person who's here in this room has a different type of spirituality. And God communicates to you in your own unique way, right? And you have to begin to discover that. But we got to do some pre-training. There's some basics. There's some fundamentals that we all need to know. And so what that is, Jesus lays out the Our Father for us. And yeah, we recite it at Mass, "Our Father who art in heaven, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da," and just go through it. But today we're given a pause to really think about it, because that's the bedrock. That's the foundation for all prayer. So what to do? He gives us the Our Father. And there's 5 parts in the Our Father. The first 2 deal with God, and the last 3 deal with us. The first 2, "Hallowed be your name." Your name is sacred. Call upon the name of Jesus in time of trial. His name has power and strength. Number two, your kingdom come. Let there be peace in my life. I want that interior peace. Jesus' name and peace. So we all pray for what we all need. Three things that for us: bread, forgiveness of sin, and lead us not into temptation. Bread, give me things that are going to sustain me in the midst of this right now. I need your bread, Lord. I need your grace. Forgive us our sins. I have a burden on my shoulder that I need you to lift from me. Take this from me. It's a weight too heavy for me to carry. And the third one, lead us not into temptation. That word temptation is hard to translate into English. The real word really isn't temptation, but it's as close as we can get to in English. It really means testing and trial. Like taking a professor's test, right? It's hard, but the professor's trying to see how strong we are. So really a better way to say it, don't allow me to fumble. Don't allow me to be tested beyond my strength. But we don't know what our own strength is sometimes. Sometimes in the midst of suffering, the midst of loss, then we realize how strong we actually are. Help me through that, Lord, but don't give me something that's so strong, so huge, that I can't carry it. Beautiful things in the Our Father. Take some time this week to just pray it slowly and think about that. The name of God, peace on earth, sustenance, removing our burdens, and being with us during this great suffering. What to do. It's all packed right there. The second part, when to do it? All the time. At the beginning of the scriptures, where is Jesus? What does it say? He was praying. He was praying. Jesus prayed early hours in the morning, and also the man who comes to his friend's house at midnight. Pray all the time. And how does he say to do it? By being persistent. But a better translation would be shamelessly. Don't care what other people think. Don't give in to customs or what other people may have you feel. Be bold in your prayer. When you're at a restaurant, pray. Don't care if people are around. Somebody comes up to you and says, "Hey, I just got diagnosed with this." Stop and pray with them. Be relentless in prayer. And that's how God wants you to be with him. Never stop. Do it 24/7. Whenever you feel the call to call upon me, be bold. When to do it? All times. And the third thing we read about, the results. God always answers our prayers. Well, Father Anthony, I've been praying for many years and God hasn't answered my prayers. I never feel him. I don't know when he answers me. My response to you, what's your image of God? Is God an iPhone? Is God an instrument? Is God an object? Is God a slot machine that you put stuff in and you get something out? Or is God your Father? Is God a person? If God is a person, then he's not just going to give you what you want, but what you need, what is best for you. And you may not realize it now, right? Just like a parent doesn't give their kid everything that they want right now, but wants their heart to kind of grow in that longing. Like you walk into your house and it smells like chocolate chip cookies, and mom says you can't have the chocolate chip cookies till after dinner, but your appetite is growing. So it doesn't mean necessarily that God is ignoring you, but he may not be answering in the way that you want, but in the way that you need in time. So, what to do, the Our Father, when to do it ceaselessly, and the results will come by how you view God in your life. Life is a marathon. How we run it is up to us. But our Lord lays out some fundamentals for us today. With the Our Father, being relentless in prayer, shameless in prayer, and also to trusting God as a loving Father.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.